Welcome into a Christmas Eve edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, day after a 23-16 loss to the New England Patriots here at Everbank Field. Mike Mularkey, head coach, had his press conference today. Most notably, spoke about Maurice and his chances for this week. What's the latest?
Well, nice hat, first of all.
Yeah, nice. Some holiday coming up.
But Mike addressed Maurice, and it's been the ongoing issue for really the last 3 or 4 weeks. From listening to Mike today, he again turned Maurice, and if it was pretty questionable, very questionable, whatever it is, it was something questionable. And to listen to him today, it certainly casts a lot of doubt whether he'll play Sunday, but I'm sure it'll be a storyline the next couple of days, as it has been.
One of the storylines from yesterday's game was a couple of head injuries, starting with Uche Nwaneri at the guard position, came out in the second quarter, didn't return. Cecil Shorts late in the game, got banged in the head, left. What's their status?
Well, they're both in that concussion program, which we're starting to hear that term a lot. My understanding is they'll be retested tomorrow. There were questions brought up in the press conference. Do you put Cecil on IR? Mike said he talked to Cecil in the locker room yesterday, wants to give him a little more time. So, again, another storyline to follow all week.
Yeah, and Cecil said after the game that he was feeling okay, but he said that after the last time he had a head injury, too.
Right, and players want to play in that situation. Sure. You want to make sure you're getting all the information. The first instinct from inside is to play. So, with concussions, we found out all year, it's sort of a wait-and-see situation.
And actually, the offensive line, speaking about Uche, played pretty well with two young guards around Meester yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots' defense has not been a dominant group all year. Right. But all that said, very good effort from the offensive line. Very good effort from the offense. Couldn't quite put the ball in the end zone at the end of the game when you needed to. But I'd say overall one of the best days for the offensive line.
And one of the best days overall for this Jaguars team. I mean, the defensive line came to play. They had three sacks, pressured Brady, most of them, certainly the first half and most of the day. They played their best game of the year against one of the best opponents in the league.
Yeah, and it's the second time that's happened. They played one of their best games of the year against the Texans earlier this season. Couldn't quite pull it off. And that's what Mularkey talked a lot about after the game on Sunday and today. In listening to Mike, you've been able to hear the pride in his voice. I think a lot of the players felt the same pride yesterday. At the same time today, when Mike was talking, you also saw a coach who's frustrated, disappointed. They know that no matter how well you play in a game, even if it's against the best team in the league, if you don't win, it all kind of doesn't matter. So there's frustration that they can't quite put these games away.
Well, 2-13, that's the bottom line of it.
Yeah, I mean, and that. Even on Christmas, that hurts.
Speaking of Christmas, what does Santa Claus bring you tonight?
I'm not sure about Santa, but I think we have a photo of the real Claus that I went to.
Wow, that was something.
And yourself as well.
That was a heck of a day.
It was.
I don't know what he's going to bring us, though.
That frightens me.
How about a W in Nashville?
That'd be a good gift for everybody, wouldn't it?
I think it's a good way to finish out.
It really would.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
Merry Christmas, JP.
Okay, that's it for today. A day off Tuesday for some kind of holiday. Back at it Wednesday on Inside the Jaguars.